Well, this, that poem owes so much to Chuang Tzu. It's kind of astonishing. Chuang Tzu fell asleep and dreamed he was a butterfly, and when he awoke, he wasn't sure whether he was Chuang Tzu dreaming he was a butterfly, or whether he was a butterfly dreaming he was Chuang Tzu. Very famous episode of Taoism. But also, when I wrote that poem, I think the butterfly may be a monarch. They migrate from Mexico to northern Wisconsin. It's really an astonishing scientific thing, these butterflies. And like the bees, they are a measure of our environment, of what we're doing to this planet. And the worst part of it, frankly, is the part that almost never even gets mentioned, and that is the population crisis of the planet. There are too goddamn many people. Don't make so many babies. We're all old people. We're through making babies. I'm preaching to the chorus. What good? What's the good of it? I mean, all this poetry in celebration of the first person pronoun. Are we to be the authors of a poetry without consequence? A song of ourselves that cannot hear the cries of a world of war? Can we not see the child who pauses in a field in Afghanistan at the sound of a pilotless drone high overhead and raises weary eyes to wonder if this is the plane that will obliterate her world? Can we no longer hear the piercing hysterical cries of the mother who finds her children's bodies in a ditch beside a dirt road leading into nowhere? Her assassins bear our names, our banners, even as we declare our innocence of war crimes, our good intentions. What good is a poetry that bears no testimony from those we've stripped of name, deed, and voice? What good a poetry blind to perpetual war waged against the world's poor? I want no more of it. I want to cut out my tongue, blind my eyes to the stricken faces of child brides and the good soldier's dreams as the bombs fall. But I cannot be blind to my country's abiding shame, or to its exported terror, the death machine that decimates the world. I cannot scream, and yet silence is not an option, not an answer. Our wounds do not bleed, but wounds they are. And if there is no poultice for such wounds, no word of compassion to begin a healing, what shall be our future except to repeat our past? Weary, timid, we seek or settle for distraction, gazing into a mirror as though it were our soul, as if we could simply wash it all away. What can come of it? What possible good? It astonishes me when I read much of the awarded poetry of today. You would think this country is not at war. You would think that everything's just basically hunky-dory, you know? And let's not, drip any blood on the page or anything, because golly, I'm such a sensitive soul.